has got clay built up where it won't, you know, wash away. Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, shoot, it's almost different now than then. It's a new country.
Are there a lot more people?
Oh, yeah, a lot more people live here. Well, ain't much land, and what ain't, I don't reckon there's any. Land, what ain't bought up. Somebody owns it.
Mm-hmm.
One way or the other, said somebody. I bought in all this land in Taylor County. I bet you, I wouldn't say it was hardly any, if it's any. What ain't somebody got bought up. Back then, you know, there wasn't nobody bought no. Everything was woods, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Big old pine trees and everything. Now it's all open.
Mm-hmm.
Highways through everything. Yeah, that's the way it is. So it's just much different now than it was when it was all hickory, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You take this place of ours, and my daddy's right now, and that's where my daddy lived right there when he come to part of this country, where he had to move from over yonder. Built right down there. And all this was thick. You couldn't even see out.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a brand new hammock, you know. That's just what it was.
Have companies come in and bought up land?
Yeah, they always put different people come in and bought it all up. I don't reckon there's none of what they bought up. I bet you there's a bit of it. Unless we're down here in, maybe down in next to the beach, something like that, might be a few acres down there. A lot of that was these here big shots, I call it. They bought up like hundreds of acres, you see, over there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For what?
Just to
own?
Just own it, I think.
Do you know are there a lot of companies now that there didn't used to be in this area?
Companies?
Like, what's that buck?
Buckeye?
Yeah.
What? Nothing like that up here.
What's Buckeye now?
That's
lumber?
It makes lumber, and makes all kinds. They make clothes down there, even. They got... me and my husband went through it one time, said for the family, you know, to go in when they had certain days, you know, for them to look
mm-hmm.
through it. Yeah, they take that, some of that, the dust, sawdust or what it called, and they got pretty blouses and all different things in there, and I'm pretty sure you'd look at it. Make all kind of stuff out of different things of that wood. And then, of course, they have lumber, you know, different things. They haul that cut wood from different mills and bring down there and use it for something. That mill was what built up Taylor County.
Which mill is this?
That Buckeye down there. Yeah. It built up, they gave out, I wouldn't know how many people ain't got jobs down there from it.
Mm-hmm.
When they didn't have no jobs, you see. They work day and night down there. They don't never close it down on the days to, to renew it or something, other some parts. It just runs day and night.
Just down in Perry?
Mm-hmm. Down there, yeah. Because people got different shifts.
Mm-hmm.
And they work them shifts, and that keeps the mill running all the time. Day and night. And they'll shut it down a few days, you know, to overhaul it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, they don't work then, but when they get it overhauled, they'll go right back.
Yeah, they call us driving down here. It's at night,
smell
and something was open.
You can smell that stuff when it first put it out. Well, you can now, when the wind comes from the south. Oh, brother, it sure doesn't smell good.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, my oldest son, he worked down there. From the time they come in, see, he worked at Foley, and then whenever Buckeye come, they got a job there with a shoe shop. He worked there every day, and I reckon every night if they needed, until he died. Oh, see, he got an education himself. Well, he didn't go to school yet all that. He got to 10th or 11th grade, I don't remember which now. And see, he went to the Army, and he wanted him to run his station, you know, for him.
Mm-hmm.
And so that made him, as the teacher said, that made him get his rest of his education, you know, down there running that and all that. That's when I told you he went down here at Cross City and putting on them patches on them there. Them tubes, and said it looked like somebody with the measles. And he had polio when he was between 8 and 9 years old. And he had learned to walk. He crawled in that house just like he hadn't ever walked a step in his life.